accomplish. Uh-huh. And they don't care. They go home. Uh-huh. They go home and they speak Chinese or Mexican or whatever language it is. And that's all. Mm-hmm. And they grow up, same thing.
Is not the oranges?
Just diluted to wash it down.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Some people require more attention than I do. Uh-huh. I can just swallow half a dozen pills all at once.
Uh-huh.
Some of them have to be crushed in a mortar, ground into a powder, and then mixed with applesauce. And fed with a spoon,
uh-huh.
and washed down with some gluten,
uh-huh.
apple juice, or whatever. Oh, I'm
sorry. So you were talking about the, I was asking about the when you were little. But, when you were little, or did your mom observe Chinese customs, holidays,
Oh yes, we did. I remember it very well. The Chinese New Year used to be a big day.
Mm-hmm.
There's tourists, they shoot firecrackers and mm-hmm. have a parade or something. Those days, when everybody takes off and the restaurants and stores would close,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't open for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped, of course, they worked 7 days a week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the one time they closed and work and eat. Yeah, the kids were all dressed up,
mm-hmm.
go visiting. I remember going with my father.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd take a whole bunch of us kids, well, it was only about three or four of them, take us and visit to the other friends of his.
Uh-huh.
And his, by the same token, his friends would bring their children over to see us.
Uh-huh.
And we would exchange various things. Every house had a, what we called China lilies.
Uh-huh.
Not in dirt, but in water, in a big jar, like place, like in rocks, you took mm-hmm. everything up, filled it with water, and then it bloomed like the Easter lilies.
Uh-huh.
A certain time of that was good. And then we would have fruit, like especially oranges and tangerines
uh-huh.
with leaves. And having a big bowl, we have Chinese, I don't know what they would call it. It's a kind of eight-sided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they have various Chinese fruits and stuff,
uh-huh.
preserved stuff. And we'd have that on the table.
Uh-huh.
And the people would come. We observed those things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people who work there. People would always take a few days off.
Mm-hmm.
And the stores would close. And now they would, but people would go around visiting and they would exchange lice and
mm-hmm.
wrapped up in coins wrapped up in paper, red paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have envelopes that just stick them in. You know what they do? They just wrap them up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is better. And then they're more. They'd have a. The father would have carry a handful, pocketful of those, give them to the kids, and the kids would come out when they get there, and they would also receive them
mm-hmm.
from people. Yeah, we observe this.
How about other holidays? Other than New Year?
I don't think they would do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know. What else? What other kind of holiday?
Like a moon festival.
Oh, yes.
Zongqiao.
Oh, yes. Moon festival.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moon, we'd have Lipion. We'd have a factory made, of course.
Because,
mm-hmm. I don't remember much of the ceremony there.
Mm-hmm.
But, weddings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The friends of the. We had, it seems that we had some quite influential friends. I don't know my father.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it wouldn't be so elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
He would, several days before the wedding,
mm-hmm.
he would send a servant or some friend of his
mm-hmm.
who would come around with this rongkaitan
mm-hmm.
and a piece of, we raided, we had a whole chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'd give a half a chicken,
mm-hmm.
a piece of cereal.
Uh-huh.
And,
I don't know.
Oh, well,
hello, Mr.
Hello.
Oh, excuse me.
Come in. Wedding thing.
Uh-huh.
And we would, I don't know whether, I suppose we would have to give, I suppose the family would reciprocate with something or other, some kind of presents. I never did. The bride and groom. And I remember, well, I think we must have raided, been highly raided, because they would send a carriage for my mother
mm-hmm.
for a banquet, wedding banquet.
Is that right?
And the whole way, and they would all send an old lady
mm-hmm.
to help,
mm-hmm.
supposed to be helping her get dressed or something.
Uh-huh.
Just a formality.
Right.
Yeah, they did observe those formalities.
Uh-huh.
And she would, of course it was fashionable, just like, I don't know why, it's fashionable to be late.
Mm-hmm.
Also fashionable to not be so anxious to go that you're all ready to run as soon as the horses get there. So you had to...
Those are the horse carriage.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you had to, the polite thing would be make the servant wait. It would be a friend of her, or a semi-friend of the bride party.
Mm-hmm.
And she would wait until my mother got properly dressed
mm-hmm.
and take one or two of us, either one or two, I don't know, I don't remember.
Would they have to come and sort of invite your mother like several times?
Oh yes, to urge them to come.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that was an elaborate ceremony.
Ceremony,
yeah. Nowadays, of course, they don't. But that was, yeah, I can remember those things. But I think our family must have raised it pretty highly, because they would send a carriage. I remember about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the
mm-hmm.
carriage would come, and the old lady, a servant or a friend,
mm-hmm.
a go-between lady,
mm-hmm.
and she would
mm-hmm.
come pretending to help my mother get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
My mother would have to beg off and say she's not coming and all that. And finally we'd go. Sometimes, most of the time I would be invited, because being the oldest boy,
uh-huh.
I would get to go. And of course, the protesters would be that she didn't want to take any kids along.
Uh-huh.
And the lady would say that the host insisted upon some children to
uh-huh.
be there to show that they got one of those things.
I see.
Yeah, we did do those wedding ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anything about funerals, it's American style.
Yeah, so your family also are Christians,
yeah.
Attending churches,
yeah.
So they don't worship ancestors.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I forgot I asked you before, did you attend the Chinese school?
No. No, there was a Chinese school here,
mm-hmm.
But we didn't really, it wasn't really any good.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a discouraging thing.
Uh-huh.
We didn't want to begin with. We started quite young.
Mm-hmm.
And It wasn't very successful at all. Didn't get any Chinese education at all. There was some, and we had a, it wasn't a school. It was sort of an attempt to have a person who wasn't a teacher anyway, to, well, just like anybody can teach English, who not? You don't have to be a accredited teacher. You could, if you volunteer to do it, okay, I'll teach a kid. You can teach him.
In the early days, you mentioned about Lemmy Leon, Lemmy Sumi's family. I think I read somewhere that the family sometimes holds some sort of parties for the USC students and, or the local students. Did you ever have a chance to participate?
Well, I didn't participate. I've been guest at their house on Pico many times. As a student, and we would go there, She was quite a, that is, Lily was quite a high-toned person those days, And she was always, and of course the other sisters were much younger in those days. And, sure, we went there.
How many people would be attending? How many guests would they would be there? Because I was trying to see how many people were attending.
Well, they wouldn't. They wouldn't be necessarily USC people. They would be friends of the hosts, mostly students. They wouldn't have to be USC. No, no, not at all. It would not be a USC party at all.
I see.
It'd be a Chinese party, and she'd and it was just a party of people. That's all.
You did go to USC.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. At that time, how many other Chinese were there?
Oh, I don't know. Just like I don't know now. How many? Dozens.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
But not many as many, though.
I don't know. I know there were fewer and a fewer smaller student body. And everything was smaller. Yeah, everything was
smaller. Were there Chinese Students Association type of a... Chinese Students Club, or?
Well, it wasn't a club exactly. There were some congenial people that got together, and especially in my time, I'm talking only about when I was around, it was Honolulu people. There were several persons who came over from Honolulu, and they went to school here, various schools, such as optometrists. There was one fellow who became an inspector of optometry in the island. And then there was another one, dentist, two dentists. One, I don't know what became of him, his name was Nap Young. And another one was Chun. There were two dentists. They stayed in a doctor's in an herbalist office. He was a Hongshan people too. Called, he had the trade name of Dr. Wong. Of course, he wasn't a doctor. But you know, in those days, anything you would call a horse doctor, a doctor, or a veterinarian, or anybody could be called a doctor. Chinese doctor. He was a herbalist, and he took the last, well, it was right on 7th and, close to 7th and Main Street, and he had a lot of rooms there, and his students would go there and stay for a couple of years. It was Nap Young, he became a dentist, he went to USC, and Karn Chun. He went to USC also, his dentist. And Alex Yee became an optometrist, and several students. So we went to we didn't have a club, it was just a formal club, like,
mm-hmm.
we just get together, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And, we would get together with other people, sometimes the guys would drop away and never see them again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a club at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a gathering of people, sometimes it would be the same people for successive meetings, sometimes it wouldn't be anybody. Sometimes they would go and never come back.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't call it a club, it's not
mm-hmm.
a formal club at all.
That would be before World War I.
Oh sure, it was 1915 or 14.
And all these were American born or?
No, Honolulu.
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 Oh.
Mostly Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Dr. Wong's place.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Wong was a fake
mm-hmm.
Chinese herbalist. He
right.
wasn't an herbalist at all.
Uh-huh.
And, he would, you know, in those days, although the medical examiners, American,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
they would be jealous of Chinese practitioners, but they wouldn't be too hard on them because they wouldn't take, and they wouldn't prosecute them very much if they paid off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But because these doctors, these Chinese doctors, would not interfere very much with American trade.
Mm-hmm.
The patients that these Chinese doctors would get would be some old guys with a foot in the grave, not much money,
mm-hmm.
and so they're nuts and let them go, let the Chinaman take care of them, see?
Right.
And so Dr. Wong, he would get these derelicts, he would
mm-hmm.
treat them for a handful of herbs now and then,
mm-hmm.
whenever they got money.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't undertake to treat, heal them,
mm-hmm.
they'd mostly die off anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so they might as well, the American doctors wouldn't pay much attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they were very seldom prosecuted, the Chinese doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese doctors were very seldom prosecuted but
mm-hmm.
very much. And they didn't interfere very much with them. Of course in those days, opium, they smoke opium in those days. Mm-hmm. At Dr. Wong's place, they would smoke opium.
Mm-hmm.
Openly, they didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like smoking marijuana now.
Mm-hmm.
You pay the cop close by and that's all. So,
you pay the cop?
Pay the cop to stay away. Don't come around. So it's better. The cop makes more money that way, going here and there and collecting the go-away money than he would be with his wages.
Mm-hmm.
And if he takes him to court, well, what does that mean? He's not going to get there. He's not going to serve the time.
He must be pretty wealthy to do that, to pay off the cops and be able to buy the opium.
The opium was cheap those days.
Mm.
It was comparatively cheap. It was smuggled, sure.
Mm-hmm.
They smuggled it in, but it's not like these cocaine and marijuana,
mm-hmm.
millions of dollars, no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite common.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Only Chinese would smoke opium.
Oh, no, anybody can smoke it, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You're not limited to Chinese, but
mm-hmm.
anybody can smoke it. People wouldn't, you see, opium, you have to lay in bed and smoke it with laying in a reclining position
mm-hmm.
with a pipe that has to be heated with a flame. You can't walk around smoking it like a cigar.
Mm-hmm. For curiosity, did you ever try to see how it is?
Sure, I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you try it?
I never did it myself.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen it. I've seen it even as...
You say Dr. Wong's place, right?
Oh, before, after that, long after that. It was quite common.
Mm-hmm.
You could smell the odor of it in Chinatown right along.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see, before the war, we went with several of those people. A person who became my partner in
mm-hmm.
a gas station,
mm-hmm.
Bill Yip,
mm-hmm.
he and I went to a place called Hanford,
mm-hmm.
near Fresno.
Uh-huh.
And we went there in the summertime. We were going to school,
mm-hmm.
and during the summertime, this doctor over there is going to be, was not yet a dentist,
mm-hmm.
was living at Dr. Wong's place.
Uh-huh.
And he said, let's go to Hanford I said, where's that? He said, it's up there by Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to take a train.
Mm-hmm.
It's real hot,
mm-hmm.
summertime,
mm-hmm.
and you work in the fruit orchard,
mm-hmm.
the apricot picking.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, we can go there for a few weeks. We went there and we found that, these ranches or these gardens, it was American, it wasn't Chinese,
mm-hmm.
they had big, large orchards of apricots,
mm-hmm.
and they would hire these Chinese foremen
mm-hmm.
to harvest the apricots and dry them.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to dry them in a shed-like business, like a structure, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a temporary, well, it wasn't temporary, but it wasn't a permanent house.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a shed-like,
mm-hmm.
made of wood, of course, in which you could put, you could burn sulfur these apricots.
Mm-hmm.
So they had some spare empty sheds there,
mm-hmm.
and they would the people would, Chinese would come there and smoke opium. Yeah, they would come there at day or night,
mm-hmm.
and of course the boss, the white man boss, he didn't know anything about it. He wouldn't let them come in there except when they had other Chinese around doing something, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were picking apricots,
mm-hmm.
and they dry them in the sun and put them into the sulfur vat, like on the empty ones, empty houses, they would be full of Chinese smoking opium.
Mm-hmm.
and it was, opium was quite cheap then. That was before the war. That was before about 1915, 16. Then, much later, in Oxnard, Oxnard is a hotbed of Chinese graft, with Bingong,
uh-huh.
stronghold.
Uh-huh.
And they had opium smoking there. I used to take a fellow with two customers, generally four of us in the car,
mm-hmm.
we would drive up to Oxnard. We would go around, he would go around, we would park these guys in Chinatown, and they would smoke opium.
Uh-huh.
And we'd take them back the next morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all for a price, of course.
Seems like you have been driving people
yeah.
to places. Did you own the car before anybody
sure.
did?
Not before. I didn't own the car until 22,
mm-hmm.
when I got out of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was in the Army in 1920,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have a car, I didn't drive a car.
Uh-huh.
It was after I came out.
Mm-hmm.
All this had happened after I came out. Of course, not the first trip to before the war when they were in the camp. I didn't have to drive, of course.
Mm-hmm. Took the train.
Well, we didn't drive from here,
mm-hmm.
but after the war, yeah, we didn't make a business of trying to taking people to opium smoking places.
Mm-hmm.
That would be part of it. We'd do other things too.
Mm-hmm.
We'd just, although you might say my family is different. My sister was quite shocked, I guess. My other sister, my sister,
uh-huh.
she passed away last year. She's older.
Uh-huh.
She was kind of straight-laced. And she had her own ideas of everything. She had her own ideas about me too.
Uh-huh.
She was trying to, well, as I say, I didn't rub anybody in my family
uh-huh.
the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
I keep out of the way. I kept up my end of the business,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't bother any people.
Mm-hmm.
My other sister, she was kind of busybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's older than me. She's the first, I'm the third.
Uh-huh.
In the family.
Uh-huh.
This other sister is second,
uh-huh.
two girls,
uh-huh.
and I was third. So I'm much younger than my older sister. She had, well, everybody has their own ideas. She had her own ideas of religion.
Mm-hmm.
She got into this sect of people
mm-hmm.
that had visions. Well, it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
She questioned the the Orthodox Methodist Bible, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, one of her sayings, the whole thing is it must be a fake because it's inconsistent. The Bible is inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
It says Earth was created in 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course it wasn't. It couldn't be. So it's a parable.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it was Cain and Abel. That's part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's the writer is trying to say that there were two different factors in the same family,
mm-hmm.
one fighting against another.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that there's two actual brothers. And she got all kinds of interpretations. She got in with this bunch of people in on the north someplace, Tiburon,
mm-hmm.
San Rafael.
Mm-hmm.
And they were quite fanatic religious. They made their own religion.
Uh-huh, I see. These are Chinese or non-Chinese?
Oh yeah, non-Chinese. No, didn't care about Chinese.
Yeah.
Or
so you said that when you have a car, sisters or the family was shocked, or when you were talking about the car when you first
the car?
Uh-huh.
I had a car, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had a car after I got out of the army.
Uh-huh.
I didn't.
Was the first car in the family?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was by 1920.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of the army in 1920.
How did you get the first car? And
bought it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Decide to have a car.
Well, easy to get a car. Easy. Well, I knew how to drive. Well,
mm-hmm.
you just drive, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to a ham for every summer or just
once
summer?
Just once. Never went back there.
How much did you make in the summer? How long?
No, I didn't. I worked after the picked that crop of apricots,
mm-hmm.
and we went on to pick some other crop. That's where they do the fruit, what they call
mm-hmm.
fruit transfer.
Mm-hmm.
They pick one crop and then they go to another crop.
Mm-hmm.
There was prune crops
mm-hmm.
in between. We worked in a restaurant in. In Hanford,
mm-hmm.
and Lemoore, some small town,
mm-hmm.
all small towns.
Mm-hmm.
Hanford.
So know, were you able to make enough money to
no,
go to school?
No, we didn't make any money.
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't make any money. It was cheap. Everything. We didn't go for money anyway.
For fun, huh?
Well, we went to fun for it. Do something different, get out of town,
uh-huh.
get out of the house. So we went to Hanford to pick fruit or just do nothing.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We did it for fun. We didn't do it from great wealth. We're not going to be a farmer or anything. The farm stays there year round, of course, owned by a white man. And white.
Oh, you pick this for the white man?
Sure. It's a white man's farm. He owns the farm and he's on a certain crop days when the harvest, when the fruit is ready, hire a bunch of Mexican or Chinese
mm-hmm.
come and pick it.
Mm-hmm.
He can't pick it himself.
Nice.
So he hires a guy and it's a ready job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a steady job. He gets
uh-huh.
a sale. He sells them, see? He sells them to wholesale house.
Mm-hmm.
They come around and buy them.
Mm-hmm. Was it expensive to go to USC that time?
No. No, it wasn't. It was pretty cheap, I guess.
Compared to, is there any other public school, I guess the only one will be UC Berkeley, huh, University of California. Yeah, my sister went there. My sister graduated from UC of Berkeley.
And she went to before
which sister?
The oldest one.
What's her name?
Her name is Catherine.
I see.
She died about 3 years ago, two or three years ago, I don't know how many years ago. 2 or 3 years ago, she's the one that's, well, we had our differences, so she had her opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it, everybody's got their opinions,
yeah.
and some people
uh-huh.
are more pronounced than others.
Yeah.
Well, I think, have you got anything special to top
yeah,
line?
Yeah, I think I, you know, probably it's enough for today because it has been 2 hours. And thank you very much.
You can help yourself.